Pakistan gets called out for being one of the worst religious freedom offenders. When it comes to learning God's word, what's the best way? And sometimes no pain, no gain really is what it takes to get things done. Get the details on these stories in today's Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Religious freedom watchdogs are keeping the spotlight on Pakistan. Leaders of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom are calling on the government to label Pakistan as a country of particular concern. See, this would allow the U.S. to put sanctions on Pakistan for its multiple religious freedom violations, like the blasphemy law. As Ramadan approaches, Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says pressure on Christians is rising.
The whole tenor of society changes. There are increased hostilities during this time. However, there are increased opportunities.
Pakistani Christians are taking advantage of these opportunities. Allen shares how you can help them do more at missionnews.org.
There's an increased sensitivity to spiritual matters, and we want to pray for the courage of Christians, the tactfulness of Christians as they would share the gospel.
Greece faces the worst kind of conundrum. It's time to make a payment on their bailout loan. AMG International's Tassos Ioannidis describes their options as bad or catastrophic.
The bad choice is to agree to the new requirements of the creditors. That means additional taxes. And the catastrophic is basically for Greece to officially go bankrupt.
Greece bought some time by wrapping four payments into one due at the end of the month. It won't change a lot. AMG's been hit hard, too. St. Luke's Hospital is partially subsidized, but the government hasn't paid them anything since January. Still, the doors are open, and so are hearts. See, when Greece was affluent, people didn't think they needed Christ. Now,
because of the crisis, a significant portion of the population has been devastated, and they have been a lot more open to the message of the gospel. They are looking for something that will give them hope for the future.
Extras on this story are at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Studies show that 70% of the world prefers a non-literate way of learning, and that poses problems for teaching God's Word. But not for one Christian organization. World Mission is distributing audio Bibles called The Treasure to the unreached in Burma. Executive Director Greg Kelly.
The Burmese people, like so many of the unreached people groups of the world, are oral learners. And so you might walk up to one of them and hand them something in print and they just wouldn't value it if they would receive it at all. But interestingly, they will listen to something that's in their own language with great interest.
Not only have these Burmese listened to God's word, they're growing.
We're hearing just amazing stories of people memorizing scripture, people being impacted, healings taking place. So when these treasures go into Myanmar or Burma, the word of God does not return void.
Click the link in our web story to see how you can bring the treasure to Burma. God makes beauty from ashes. In this case, it's taking the form of helping after the Nepal earthquake. Through efforts and support, people are seeing just how much they're being cared for. Asian Access is praying and sharing the gospel with these hurting people, and soon they'll be providing tin roofs to act as shelter during the monsoon season. They can still use your help, though. They need prayer, support, and volunteers to continue in giving comfort to this hurting nation. You'll find the details through our website. And some work is worth going through the pain. At least that's what Audio Scripture Ministry says. They're creating audio Bible recordings for the illiterate in Mexico. It sounds easier than it actually is. ASM Bibles take years of work, much of it painstaking. They have to translate, show others how to read and record, and then the editing process begins, which takes hundreds of hours. But it's all worth it in the end because they get to see hearts and lives transformed by the Word of God. Find out more about what they're doing around the world through missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing. A Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on-demand, high-quality dramatized recordings of the New Testament. Activate your name by clicking on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.